I like beer cause it is good. I drink beer because I should. If there was a song to sing, I sing it and beer you bring. I drink beer when I am sad, cause the beer it makes me glad. Now there's nothing left to say, so let's go drink beer.
Beer is good! Beer is good! Beer is good! And stop! Beer is good! Beer is good! Beer is good!
Let's go drink some beer!
Well, hello everybody and welcome to the very first episode of the Jersey Beer Guys. This is where it all begins. This is what we're doing. All right, listen. We're here at Toxic Radio. My name's Rob Towie. I'm the idiot that thought of this. And I have with me some friends and actually some relatives. I've got the Canadian Dave over here. We found out he's Canadian.
Yeah, just today.
Just today, eh?
He's a Canuck.
Yeah. And then we got my sister. We got sister Amy, even though it was Jersey Beer Guys.
Yeah,
I've got my sister.
Okay. I can go deep.
Yeah. I can't. But, well, you know, my sister. We can't talk about that. In some states it would be legal, but no. And then across from me, I got the birthday boy, Ian Towie.
And she.
No relation.
All right. We're here to talk to you tonight about beer, and specifically beer in New Jersey. As we're all sitting here having some cold ones, we're just going to talk about beer and the way that has exploded in the state of New Jersey. All right. So, right now at this time, we have 88 breweries licensed in the state of New Jersey. It's a big number right there for the state of New Jersey. Very small place. Anybody else? Want to chime
in?
No,
is that north and south? That's all of New Jersey.
That's all. That's everybody. That's everybody throughout the state.
The best ones are down here in the south, though.
That's true.
Isn't everything best down here? No, you can't say
everything.
That.
As I'm
you
drinking
can't say
a
that.
Beer,
or,
as I drink a
yeah,
beer
already the northern part of the state is not even going to listen to us now, Dave. Thank you.
Shit.
They already think we're inbred hillbillies.
Yeah, it should be two states anyway.
North and south.
Yeah, east and west at one point.
Oh, there you go. Putting out the old history.
Yeah, Pylon's class taught me a lot.
Yeah, those rocks.
Yeah, okay. She's busting Dave Stones. Dave's a geologist of the group. He's an old rock hound there.
Yeah.
Mr. Dave.
Play with soil too. But also drink a lot of beer.
A lot of beer. Okay. We're here to talk. We all brought beers that we like.
Wow.
I have from Iron Hill and Maple Shade. I've got a couple growlers. I've got Wit. I've got Whitberry. And I've got, what is that last one?
It's empty.
It's empty. That's why we're having fun. That is.
Bedackle.
Bedaughter?
Bedaughter?
Bedaughter. Bedaughter.
I don't know. You picked it.
Yeah, okay. It was Bedaughter.
It's very good, though. It's very good.
Yeah. I wonder what the alcohol on that one is.
Yeah, it's a little high.
Gotta be good when you can't read.
And then we have.
Seriously.
And then, Ian, what do you have?
I got a Brotherton IPA.
Brotherton. Love Brotherton. Brotherton's out of Chemung. They don't have a tasting room yet, but they're going to get there. They're getting there.
Yeah, going to be a force to reckon with.
Yes, they are.
Sure will.
Solid lineup.
Nice. I got here Magnify Low Visibility. Haven't had it yet.
They're from up north, right?
I believe so, yes.
And you were just trashing the north.
I was. It was a mistake, and I regret it now. But
you regret it.
You know, every sip, it's just going to...
He's living in the past.
I am, yeah. It's fine. It's good.
It's good?
It's good.
It's good. That's great. You know, anybody up north, especially above north of the border, is way screwed up, eh?
Hey. Sorry. I'm saying sorry for hating on me. But that's all right.
All right, listen. For people that have never gone out to a brew pub, a microbrewery in the state, like I said, there's 88 of them, okay? There's 43 expected to be in the next 2 years.
43.
That's a lot.
That is a lot.
But, you know, New Jersey is only 24th in the nation for per capita breweries. 24th.
Really?
Yeah. So it's getting a little saturated, but it's not.
Right. And as, like, the most densely populated state, you'd think there'd be even more than that.
But you'd be more drunks in a state, right?
Yeah, but...
No.
I guess we're falling behind over here. We could get more in here. We could pile them in.
Pile them in. There's a whole bunch of them around. All right. So what we want really want to talk to, and we're here in the studio tonight, like I said, we're here just to start talking about this, and people don't think they could do this. They don't think they can go out and drink craft beer.
Oh, but you can.
Oh, but you can. You can go.
Trust me, you can.
You can even do it at home.
Yeah. But
it's not as much fun, but.
But my kid, years ago, he got me drinking craft beer. I was a Budweiser guy, and then when Budweiser sold out to the foreign, you know, they sold out. They were done. They were on the list. And little did I know, he got me drinking Landshark, and I didn't realize Landshark sold out. Yeah. They sold out to Budweiser. But then he got me drinking Yingling, which is technically a craft brewer.
Oh, don't put that on me.
Pottsville, Pennsylvania.
No, I'm going to put that on you.
Don't put that devil on him.
You can't handle the truth. Listen. So he put that on me. I did that, drank that, and then he started bringing home these IPAs and all these craft beers. And
wait, who is this?
The kid.
Oh, yay, Ian, happy birthday.
You acquired the taste. It's more of just, you know, you're building your flavor profile.
It's
a culture shock at first, but then, you know.
Oh, because.
When you first start, it's horrible. But now when I try to drink regular beer, can't do it.
Oh, you can't go back.
No, you can't drink.
No, I didn't start drinking craft beers till a couple months ago when my brother Rob called me up one day and said, hey, we're going. Yeah, that would be him. Called me up and said, hey, let's go out. So we went out. Oh, I love it. We go out. We test all kinds of beers. I get to see what I like. And I just enjoy it. Just the different flavors and the different, you know.
That's the thing. We go out with a group of people, six of us. We go out brewery hopping, hit two or three. Maybe four on a good night.
Yeah. If we didn't eat, we would have hit five.
Yes. We had to eat. Somebody had to eat, and then it was all downhill from there.
It wasn't me.
Yeah. And then we go out and we hit these places, and it's good. The vibe is good. It's a real good time. These young kids these old people are,
You're
crushing.
You're late to the game.
Yeah, we are.
That's all right. I was early to the game. I can remember going back before the legal age. But my buddy, we would try different beers and, you know, we'd grab a six pack from the liquor store because he was older, and he would cut out the face of the six pack and he hung them on his wall. So he had a whole wall of six pack covers.
That's
and
painful.
By the end of it, I don't know, it may be like 2012, I'm sorry. And it was like 75 different six packs we had tried of craft beer. I can't remember half of them. You know, you had Stone, your Long Trail, all your bigger breweries. But it was crazy to think that, you know, that was what, 6 years ago, 5 years ago?
5 years ago.
5 years ago. I've tried that many beers, and now here we are in Jersey and having a plethora here. It's great.
Yeah. Now look at it. You walk through the aisle, you can't even, all the words blur together because there's so many different beers to try.
Yeah.
It's a great time to be a beer drinker.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It really is.
Yep, people are getting it. Now, I have some things on here, some little notes here, that there has been 19,825,000+ pints brewed in the state in 2015.
Just in 2015?
That's 2015.
19 million?
Yeah, that's 2015. So could you imagine what it's been since then? Because as of 9:30, there's 88 licensed breweries in the state. So, and they're, like I said, 43 expecting in the next 2 years. So that is a lot of breweries.
50% increase in a year.
Right, exactly. The economic impact has been $1 billion, over $1 billion for this state.
Is that for this year or all together?
I would imagine that was 2016 because that's the last numbers from the New Jersey Brewers Guild.
Okay.
And
$1.2 billion in the last year for local beer.
Right.
And you're going to have a 50% increase in the amount of breweries.
So if you drink more, then we get a bigger economic impact?
Yes.
So what's that telling you, people? You just got to drink more.
More people
drink
go to work.
Drink more craft beer.
It's a self-sustaining economy.
Hello?
You know?
Right.
We're all thirsty, and we just drink. It pays for itself.
Drink Jersey, drink local, right? There you go. So the other thing is Since 2012, since they changed the laws in the state of New Jersey, the brewery licenses have increased by 203%. In 1994, the state of New Jersey had 5 breweries in it.
Weak.
Wow. Very weak.
Wow.
Thankfully, 2012, they changed the laws.
Okay, so wait a minute. You're telling me since 2012, you've had over 83 breweries?
Well, if there was 88, if there was 5 since...
94.
Yeah, tally math. Yeah. And,
That's called Riverside 80, math. There you thank go. You.
83 breweries.
You know, she ran out of hands, yeah. Fingers. I and did. Stuff like that. It's a little.
That's why her shoes are off. Okay.
Stop picking on me. That's a heck of a lot.
Yes, it is. That's a hell of a lot.
Oh, I'm allowed to say hell.
Hell, you're allowed to say whatever you want.
Are you fucking kidding me?
No restrictions.
There is no FCC here.
There's no rules.
You can say whatever you want. No.
No.
Yeah, you got to kind of watch it.
I'll watch.
Yeah, because.
Yeah, don't tell me that.
If I have to stop him.
You got to put the collar on me.
Yeah.
I'll behave.
So, All right. And then, just one last thing I have. Flying Fish produces 14,000. Now, Flying Fish is one of the oldest breweries in New Jersey. One of the older ones.
One of the largest, I believe.
One of the largest. Yeah. Yep.
I believe Double Nickel is the largest in size, isn't it, though?
Size. In terms of distributing and all that.
Size itself, square footage. And they put out a lot of beer,
size doesn't
too,
matter.
Also.
We took the tour. Were you with us when we went for Pat's 20?
No.
Well, we went out for.
Wait, did you hear that, Dave?
Size doesn't matter.
Yeah, okay.
So I'm in luck then, right?
You're good. Well, like Ian says, you know, being Irish, it's all potatoes and no meat. You know what I mean?
Good thing I'm only 25%, so that.
Wait, I can check. Well, forget it. Yeah. I'll behave.
Stop it. You're my sister.
I was talking to Dave.
Oh.
We just met tonight. Just saying.
It's getting kind of serious.
Things are kind of heating up. Deanne's going to hate me by the end of the night. So I've accepted that fate.
Don't worry. You better stop now because you're way over your head with Deanna. You're dating way over your head. You know that, right?
I am?
Yeah.
Out of your league.
Oh, you're out of your league.
Besides that, my uncle is probably twice the size of me, and you might be in for a bad night.
Your uncle?
That'd be my husband. My husband.
Everything's coming to light now. Everything's coming to light.
You went to college, didn't you?
Yeah, we're taught to just read things and not
Should we go get you some rocks to play with or something? Will you be okay?
Yeah, we're good. Just give me one. I'll sit in the corner and it'll be fine.
You'll play with your rocks in the corner.
Yeah.
That doesn't sound good, Dave.
That's all right.
He's doing it the best. He gets paid for it.
He gets paid to play with his rocks.
I do. Joke's on you guys. And then you come asking me questions.
What? I don't know. I got somebody back here yelling for a beer. Wait,
that's me. Woohoo!
Ready for refill? There you go.
Yeah, oh, you opened it. That's awesome. Now we're hitting the
open them all. That's the Whitberry.
Whitberry. Why is it
Whitberry or
Whitberry? What does Whitberry stand for?
Whitberry, that's wit beer with, I think, raspberry in it.
Berries.
Kind of berry.
Are you sure? I mean, went there and you bought it and you seem like you're very unsure of what kind of beer it is.
They didn't have what I wanted.
All right, so if we really have anybody listening, which I doubt because this is our first episode.
So I'm pouring.
You can reach us. You can find us on Jersey Beer Guys 1 on Twitter.
Here, this one gives you a lot of
Jersey Beer
head.
Guys on Instagram, or you can contact us and tell us how much we suck on jerseybeerguys@gmail.com. And if you contact me and tell me how much we suck, I'm going to contact you back and tell you how much you suck.
Hey, but no, at least they contacted us, so they actually put in the time.
Yeah, so if you're going to waste your time and contact me, I'll contact you back.
And then I'm probably going to knock on your door.
I just got to say,
I'm 6 foot seven,
that Whitberry tastes like a sweet tart.
Did you say sweet tart?
A sweet tart.
Okay, because you can't say the other word.
What's the other word?
The other kind of tart.
Then you better do I don't say that because that's not proper.
It's not PC.
Try that. Try that whip there.
I did try that before.
No, you didn't.
You
didn't try it tonight. Try it again. Because it tastes like a sweet tart. And we all like sweet tarts.
Really?
No. Well, maybe. Try it.
I'm trying it. It gives a lot of head, so pour it right.
Pour it right. You're not pouring it right.
Lot of head, really?
Yeah, it did. It was a big head.
You're my... You got... we got... Wait, I was just told I have one...
Hi, listener!
We have one listener.
Friend?
We got a friend!
Somebody there?
It's me.
Yeah. That's not funny.
Their phone froze and they can't get off.
That's exactly what it is. Their computer froze.
Quick, break your iPhone.
Take the battery out and you won't have to listen to us anymore.
I can't get that flavor.
What's the verdict, Rob?
Try it.
All right, we hear sweet tarts. What do you say? I have a very refined palate. I say one of the best.
Refined.
Yeah, I don't know about that. Well, you were drinking cat pee earlier.
Cat pee? It was the most
like
floral hops you've ever hopped.
It's very...
Yeah, that's a good description.
It's definitely sweet.
Like tardy, but tardy.
Faintly tart.
Wait, is tardy even a word? Tardy?
Tardy?
Yes. I know tart's a word, but not tardy.
Tart is a word, yes.
Tardy.
You can be tardy to work. You can be late to work.
Yeah, tardy. Late.
Is that the tardy? It's good.
Like, well, that tardy like, late for work would be with a D. Good. This is with a T. So it'd be tarty.
Tarty.
It says add Y's
down. Yeah, wait. Is that my glass?
That's yours.
It's been around the room.
It's been around the room.
Really?
Wouldn't be the first time.
I hope it's all...
sorry about that.
Yeah, I got to order some more penicillin, I guess.
Guys, you might want to get tested.
Didn't complain earlier when we were passing around brothers. Rob, if you kick my foot one more time.
Sorry, I'm just stretching it out there. You know what I mean? Well, sorry.
How's he not? Your legs are 9 foot long.
Sorry.
His?
Sorry.
Whose legs?
My legs.
Look at him.
Oh, his, yeah. I thought you meant Rob's.
Really?
I'm
all leg.
You are not a leg.
I'm all leg.
You want to stand side by side?
Yeah, okay. Sorry, I'll lose that one.
Yeah, the listeners will love that.
Talking to the giraffe here.
Dave, right. What are you playing with now?
I don't know. I found it on the table.
Did you think of the Whittlebury?
I thought it was sweet.
Like tarty.
Had some tart notes to it. It was more of a shandy flavor.
Yeah, I'd go with that. A little crisp.
It was crisp.
Kind of cleanses your palate.
I've been on such a hop kick to go from, straight.
Straight hops to tart.
it's an extreme.
Not an IPA drinker, just saying.
That's fine. I enjoyed it. I don't think I'd have more than one. It was definitely like a one and done kind of deal for me.
Oh, so it's a one night stand.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
And that's all I have to say about that.
Thank you, Forrest.
Run.
So for those who have not gone through the state of New Jersey trying out beers, there's plenty of places out there to go to.
And they're local.
And you're
there's a lot of local.
They're closer than you think they are.
Yeah, they're very much closer than you think they are.
Well, especially when you're on 30 and you got, let's go from
I got one point miles away, 1.6 miles away.
ACCO, Berlin.
I've got...
Keep going.
I got six within 10 miles. Easy. Got Tomfoolery, Three Threes, Lunacy, Berlin, ACCO.
Well, the best part is you go to these places, though, and some of the newer ones, some of the startups... kind of limited on their selection, but some of the other places have been around. You can get a selection of beer. You can get 10, 15 types of beers.
Definitely the 6 to 10 range of what's on tap.
Yeah, right.
Some varieties of others, we went to Forgotten Boardwalk and they'll have their funnel cake beer and then they'll have Nitro funnel cake.
Well, yeah, their funnel cake is one of their signature beers.
Sometimes they throw it in there.
Is that the Forgotten Boardwalk?
Forgotten Boardwalk. Yeah.
Oh, that was awesome.
Yeah, Forgotten Boardwalk in Cherry Hill.
Very, very good beer.
Excellent place. And if you like to play skee ball, jump in.
Well,
but I don't.
get at my
but
high
you
score.
Don't like to play skee ball?
No.
But just remember that when you play it, it goes to charity.
I do.
It does.
Remember
that.
I would have played.
Because they're not allowed to have that in a state if they.
Say I would have played then, but they do have board games. We played a lot
they
of
do
board
have
games.
Board games.
You can go with like a group of friends or whatever and just kind of play games.
Well, for those of you that are going to these places for the first time, what I personally recommend you to do is go in and talk to the people. They'll tell you what kind of beer they have, similar to the type of beer that you've been drinking. But get a flight. Flight's usually about 4 ounces of beer. There's four of them in a flight. Try them out. Sit down. Have a pint or two. Or three, depending on how good the night's going.
Depending on how early it is.
Yeah, yep. And you just go in and try different beers, and you'd be amazed at how over time your palate will change.
Oh, yeah. Big time.
Guaranteed.
Yep.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And the best part of it is you'll find that these are local people that are living their dreams, doing what they want to do.
Still working full-time jobs.
A lot of them
are working their full-time jobs, and this is like a weekend thing.
Yep.
Most of these places are open on the weekend,
Thursday,
right?
Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Yeah, right? Hours are funky.
Limited hours.
And what people need to know is, too, breweries in New Jersey can't have food. Well,
that's huge.
Until now, what we know with Brotherton maybe having food. But a lot of them support the local businesses. You know, pizza shops.
Right.
They'll have the menus right there. They'll deliver right there.
They'll deliver.
Sometimes,
you can walk across the street if it's close enough.
Sometimes you get the deals. If you order from right there, they'll bring it to you.
Yep.
Like we were saying, a lot of them have board games, so you can sit down, eat pizza, hang out.
Nobody there is power drinking.
Yeah.
Everybody's just there drinking, having a couple beers.
You can make a night
you'll see, real easy. You'll see families in there. Yeah. You'll see dogs in different places.
Yeah, a lot of them are dog friendly.
The vibe is really good.
It is.
Yep.
It's just a nice casual night. You don't have idiots wanting to like get into bar fights. Just gonna throw that out
it's
there.
It's low key.
It's very low key. Yeah, just trying the beer, having fun.
What was that, Ian?
he's blacking out for his birthday.
That's gonna be later tonight.
Yeah,
well, it's a different type of place. Yeah, like, exactly. I mean, you have your bars where you do whatever, and then then you have your craft place. You just go and you hang and you have a good time with friends.
But like I said, a lot of times we go, you hit up two, three. You know, some of them can be close together. You hit up two or three, four of them a night.
Right. And you need that I can't even say what I can say.
Well, we have that.
Well, you obviously need one.
I have one. Thank you. Designated driver.
Wait, who's got the Uber app? Let's go. I'll just leave my keys with the engineer.
It's the Riverside Education. She just can't read. It's okay.
That's okay. Listen, I know how to spell that word.
Budweiser?
That would be Budweiser.
Oh, who cares about spelling that word?
I know, but I'm just saying you spelled it wrong.
I should have just wrote shit beer.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, I thought we weren't bashing beers here.
Well, that's a big...
No,
that's, yo,
we didn't say we weren't bashing beers. We said we weren't bashing places.
That's the man. We're bashing the man. Oh, our engineer's got Budweiser. Keystone Light.
Keystone Light. The whole time I'm hearing you guys talk about great craft beer, I'm sitting there going, well, this is shit. All right.
I'd offer you some, but I don't have any left.
Did you want some? You can drink right out of this.
I'm working. Ready? I can't be drinking.
Oh, my bad.
Yeah, this is just the water.
Wait, empty the can and we'll pour the beer into it. Do you need more beer?
I'm down to my last... bits there.
Well, you better drink it so we can fill it back up.
Here.
Right. We have other stuff
you
here.
You want something tart?
No.
We
got the wit beer.
I don't know what a wit is, but what's a wit?
A wit beer is a Belgian wit beer. It's a wheat beer.
Wheat beer.
Ah.
So it's a Belgian style beer, which Belgians and Germans are my preference. But a wit beer is made out of wheat. It means white beer in, I guess, Dutch.
Thanks, guy.
Dutch. What's that? How do you do that? What's that? No.
Speckensy Deutsch?
That would be
German.
It's all the same, isn't it?
Oh, don't tell them that.
Well, I don't know. I'm sorry.
Actually, Belgium would be, they have a German population.
I watched Sound of Music. I thought they were all kind of.
Well, they're still
here
German.
In America.
Yeah, I think they're Austrian in that one. So everybody in Europe is German.
All right, Mr. Canuck.
Yeah.
Sorry, I forgot my place here for a bit.
You know what just went through my head? Take off to the Great White North. Yeah, take off. There you go.
Take off.
And you, can you play hockey?
I used to.
Did you?
Yeah.
Is that? I'm sorry. Am I stereotyping you to think that you can play hockey because you're from Canada?
Not. Well, see, the misconception here is that I'm actually from Canada. I just really watched a lot of Trailer Park Boys. I went to Canada twice, and then I kind of developed the accent to try to blend in. And it's kind of stuck.
Because you went there twice, so you developed an accent to blend in.
Yeah.
What are you, Madonna? She developed a fake British accent to blend in.
Hey, you try going somewhere and not trying to fit in with the rest of us.
I tried to go to North Jersey and try to fit in, but my accent's totally different.
You just like, you bashed North Jersey.
I didn't bash North Jersey. I just said that I tried to go to North Jersey. My accent was too Philly.
I went to Georgia three times all of a sudden.
For all those who don't know, it's Wooder. Water. Water. W-O-O-D-E-R.
There you go.
Thank you. What is water?
And it's the crick.
It's and beer. It's a crick.
It's crick. A crick.
It's Acme. It's the Eagles.
Oh, don't start with the crick thing.
Acme? It's a crick.
It's not a crick. You're not from Kensington. Don't start this.
It's a crick. Crick.
Oh. No, they called it a crick when I lived in Rancocas.
Oh, you guys are stupid up top.
Yep.
Well, that was That's not my fault.
No.
I thought we were
Canada to a crick.
Yeah.
Canada.
There is no...
Hold on, I got a Canada Dave story. So there really is a Canadian Dave, though.
There is a Canadian
Dave. We met
Dave.
A Canadian Dave
Dude,
on vacation.
Dave's not here, man.
No, there was a man named Dave. We went to Mexico.
We met Canadian Dave in Mexico.
From Vancouver Island. Looked like me. He was
cooler than Dave.
He was cooler than me in some aspects.
In some aspects, I would think anybody.
Like, we both were life.
We were both good looking. This is fine. I'll give it to you. Good.
He was Dave 2.0 with a Canadian accent, and he laid it on the girls.
Wow. Yeah. I don't have anything.
I think I have pictures of a Canadian Dave. Like, I spent a whole night with Canadian Dave.
He still writes Canadian Dave.
He invited me to come to Vancouver Island.
I'm pretty sure we're Facebook friends. I might have to send this to him.
Wow. You should.
I don't remember the night we had, because I'm pretty sure we blacked out.
Wait, that did not sound right. I'm just going to throw that out there.
You guys blacked out together?
And he does not remember the night they had?
I think American guys? Dave carried me home.
America.
How did that happen? How did those skinny arms carry your fat ass home?
There were probably two other people.
Oh, actually, you were probably skinny back then, weren't you?
No, this was in the summer. Still fat.
Oh.
Now, it's the trip before. It's when we went to the Dominican where he was skinny. I just saw pictures the other day. It was unreal.
I'm telling you, was it?
Well, you know what?
The man went from 2-something to 170 in a matter of weeks.
When you spend your years of your life in perfect physical condition, you can take a couple years off.
Wow.
Wow. I don't know about everybody
I need
else,
to learn those secrets.
Oh, shit. I poured a lot
you know
in there.
About these
you poured you a lot. That means you drink a lot.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Look how big that head is.
We are talking about beer, not other things.
It's beer.
Is that the whip beer still? Just
Holy
giving you a...
shit. Yeah, I'm trying to drink it for you because I know you don't like it.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Well, you can have the regular whip beer.
I graduated to Brotherton, so I've...
We have a Whitberry and a Whit. What the heck's the difference?
One
has a berry on the end of it.
Seriously?
One is infused with raspberry, and the other one is just regular Whit beer.
Oh.
Which Whit beer would be similar to Blue Moon.
I think I could help with the beer situation.
Yes.
Throw that shot in there that
with
I
the
love
beer
so
berry
much.
Situation.
Yes.
All right. Well, don't talk about... That's like Budweiser.
All right. Well, listen, folks.
All right.
It's getting close to the top of the hour. We got to take the little one out for his 29th birthday. He's got friends waiting. I don't know. He said he has friends waiting. I don't believe
it. Probably
he paid
there.
Them. He paid them all.
He paid them all. So we're going to wrap up this very first episode of Jersey Beer Guys.
And one girl.
And if anybody's listening, you're probably thankful that we are wrapping this up. But we are.
But we love you.
love you, man.
Love you, man.
All right. So listen, if we maybe we'll make him do this again, but
possibly
we'll be back with more tidbits for you and more talking, and we will hopefully in the future be visiting some of the breweries and talking to some of the brewers, and hopefully we can pass on some information to you, get you guys out there, start drinking some beer, drink Jersey Local, drink it fresh, and I'm gonna say goodnight.
Rock on.
All right, good night, everybody.
I like beer 'cause it is good. I drink beer because I should. If- I sing it and beer you drink. I drink beer when I am sad, cause the beer it makes me glad. Now there's nothing left to say, so let's go drink beer.
Beer is good! Beer is good! Beer is good! And stop! Beer is good! Beer is good! Beer is good!
Let's go drink some beer!